You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Beis Amud Beis, Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah, Ein Mavirin Alav Es HaTchum. You can't go out of the Tchum to get it. And then it goes, the Mishnah goes into other things. In other words, let's say the only way you can blow a Shofar is by doing an Isser. You can't do it. You can't dig up if the Shofar is under a mound. You can't climb a tree. The Shofar is on a tree. You can't go on a behemoth to get it. Let's say you're not going to be able to get it till it's going to be Motzei Rosh Hashanah, unless you take a horse, right? You take a, so you can't be rechav gav behemoth and so forth. You can't do even isurei derabanan. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, bein bedavar shum mishum shvus, bein bedavar shum loisaseh. Right, so you're not allowed to do any surim in order to go ahead and get the shofar. That's basically what the Mishnah is telling us. So let's first see Rashi. Focus here on the Ein Mavirin Alav Es HaTchum. So you can't go out of the Tchum. What does it mean to go out of the Tchum? We'll talk a little Tchum for a minute just when Chaim is. The din of Tchumin, right, is that the example I always like to use is when the yeshiva used to have the bungalow colony in Kanyanga Lake. So to go up to Franklin's farm was out of the Tchum. That's out of the Tchum. So one time, Rav Franklin used to make a Erev Tchumin in order to come to us. So he used to put food down and he came to us. Okay, I'll finish the story. So it rained. So somebody gave him a coat to take, a raincoat. So I told him, you can't do that, because the din of Tchumin is not only on the person, it's on a person's belongings. So my son, when he was learning Erevin in Eretz Yisrael, he told me that with Dain Vazna, all of Hashem has a whole big shaila. Let's say you go to Eretz Yisrael, right? And somebody uses your apartment here in America. So your dishes in your house, out of your tchum, is the person allowed to carry those dishes, you know, in the house? He's matarin in the house, but not out of the house, because out of tchum. Okay, anyway, let's get back to tchum. Okay. So what's the case of you're not allowed to go out of the tchum? It's Rashi. Leila chutz tchum lishmoya megillah. Oy vey. You're right. It's my fault. I apologize.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who's having a bad day?
Yeah, right. I'm really sorry. No. It's the Shukhanov was telling them. I'm sorry. I was like, okay, I'm sleeping. All right. That's what happens when you go to sleep. So. Alright, I'm really sorry.
You want another coffee,
man? No. I feel a bit for prime. It's my fault. Yesterday he came into Shir, the Minchas Chinuch Shir, with a Minchas Chinuch, and on top of it was an art school Gemara. So I chepped him a lot. I said, I didn't know they make Minchas Chinuch in English, I thought. And he was embarrassed. You know, he took it good, like he said. But maybe I'm getting back. Alright. So, yeah. So anyway, what does it mean? Okay, prime, it's for that joke I made yesterday. I was getting me back. Okay.
That was Mikasa. I asked for it.
So Rashi says, what does it mean? Leilach chutz tchum l'shmoya tkiya. In other words, you're going out of tchum to hit. Well, you're in Kanyanga Lake, and there's no shofar there. So what do? You go to a White Lake, right? It's out of the tchum. So the Mishnah's telling you can't do that. The Torah, when he brings this halacha, okay, now we have the right place. Sorry. Tavkuf pei vav. The Torah, listen how the Torah brings it. What? Shlomo.
Out of the Tchum is also
Yontif,
not just Shabbos.
Yeah, Tchum is, okay, that's a good point, but it's not Negei Teshir. That's Mufurshim Gemara, many places, Mishnah, the Tchumen is also on Yontif, exactly. Okay, here. Yeah, what? All right, I'm sorry.
Why can't the case be where the shofar is outside of the tum and you want to bring the shofar inside?
Oh, so look at the Torah. So it says that. Yeah, v'chein ein moitzien oisoi chutz etchum. That's what you're saying. The Torah says you can't do this, you can't do that, and you can't bring the Torah. In other words, you talk about you're in Kanianga Lake. Someone's in Kanianga Lake, and they know there's no shofar. And we mentioned many times the Taz, where in those days they didn't have shofars like we have it. Somebody was telling me on Shabbos he blows shofar. Do you know that you could pay for a shofar $4,000? Unbelievable. Not because they're really good shofars. The guy was telling me that there's certain shofars.
There's one here, it's an unbelievable shofar.
Who?
This is what's the name?
Open?
He bought it from Open 10 years ago.
So who was it?
It's a Dove
Bauman.
Dove Bauman shofar.
Well, it's a very... Yes, so they told me that there's shofars that have beautiful, beautiful sounds, okay? The person's an expert. He said, just like he told me, I said, he said, violins also cause different, but that's what it is. So upon him, it says in Taz over there, that those days they didn't have shofars like we have, Baruch Hashem. So this city didn't have a shofar, and they sent, a guy sent it to them. You know, they're expecting a guy to come. And what happened? Rosh Hashanah was Thursday, Friday. They're waiting Thursday, the guy didn't show up. They're waiting Friday, the guy didn't show up. They were Makabel Shabbos, a few minutes before Shkia. The guy showed up. So Shala was, were they allowed to blow the shofar because of Shabbos? So I've mentioned it, I don't think I've mentioned it. So Pshlomo made a chasen also this week, Pshlomo Neiman, grandchild, he's not here. So when I said this over this Taz, the Taz says, could be it's a, the Kabbal Batos. When he was running away from Vilna, Rabbi Naiman Olav Shalom, the Brisker have told him to go to Shanghai to join the mayor. And he was traveling, and it was Rosh Hashanah Thursday, Friday. He came to the mayor Friday afternoon. So when he came to the mayor Friday, late afternoon, they all knew him, Rabbi Yankov, and Talmud the Brisker of Rabbi Yankov. And he just said, get me a shofar. And he grabbed the shofar, and he started blowing it. And Rableib Malin started screaming, Sadar Shabbos, Yael. It's already Shabbos. We were Makabel Shabbos ready. So there's a Makami Machala, because the Taz's case is the whole city was Makabel. Yeah. And they didn't blow Shefer. He was just in. But he said it made him feel, but at least it was a tzad to say he was allowed to do it. But
Makabel Shabbos didn't come to Yisurim Shabbos.
What?
Makabel Yisurim Shabbos.
Right. So one of them is maybe Shemi Avirena.
That's even though, why you don't blow on Shabbos.
So that's a good reason. Who says you're not mechalik? What? Why should you be mechalik? That's what the Taz goes on. But a kuponim, whatever, that's the Taz. I'm just giving you a mushel. But a kuponim, the tour's case, as Akub David said, you're bringing the in Kanyanga there's no Lomazogan Shafer, so the person's walking to bring it to there. So the Shabbos, why the tour changed it exactly. Why the tour changed, and we'll have another question, but when we try to bring up our point, we'll say it. Now, the Gemara says...
Wasn't it Kachma Neim Alacha?
What?
What was this danger of Shabbos? It's a Kachma, it's not a Alacha, right? It's a Kachma, it's
saying... No, over there was Shemi Avirena. That's the...
It's not Shabbos, in other words...
If you're saying it's Rosh Hashanah, it's not Shabbos.
But
they were Mekabel Kedusha Shabbos. The din is you could be Mekabel. That's part of the din. Shaila. But let's go, we're going to leave that now. So Gemara says, my time, why can't you do any of these Yisurim? Shofar asay, hu v'yomtav asay v'loisaseh, v'ein asay doicha loisaseh v'asay. Right, we know that we paskin, Rabashi says, the yomtav is loisaseh, loisaseh malacha, v'asay shabbosun, you have to rest. Right, you have to rest on yomtav. And memela, when you're going ahead and trying to push away the Yisur, it's an asay. And an essay can't push away a loisus of an essay. So Rishonim are bothered with that. The Ran, let's take the Ran. And the Ran is bothered. What Meir is asking is, we have a klal in essay deich loisus beidna the ma'akar lav mekayim essay. It has to be at the same time. The Gemara says in a few places, in Yavamis and Shabbos, that the klal of essay deich loisus yomi is what? Only with the time when you're over the lav, then you mekayim the essay. But if you can't do a lav now in order to mekayim the essay. Like we spoke about Lagabe the Gemara with breaking bones. To break the bones in order to eat the meat, is that called essay d'echaloisese? Because it's not be'idna. You're breaking the bones and then you're eating it. So that goes into, because you can't do without it, but whatever. Over here, it's not be'idna. So we shine him, the Ran, the Rajba. They say, ain't a chanami. The Gemara could have said it. The Gemara could have said, not be'idna, but it was telling us the truth. And they bring riots because there are mandamim who hold Yom Tov as only a loisase. That's what it seems. So how do you explain according to them? The Tarts is a bidna. No, it's basically these Rishonim, the Ran, the Rajba, the Ritva, they all say that the Pshat is, the Gemara could have said bidna. Okay? The Gemara didn't say bidna. Why? The Gemara was saying the truth because Yom Tov is a lois of Esa. Bidna Chanami. Okay, now Tov Mem Vav. Sorry. Tov Mem Vav. So in Hilchos Pesach, the Magen Avraham quotes a Shibole Leket, a Rishon, a Shibole Leket, that the Shibole Leket brings this question that Rav Meir is asking from a Rabbeinu Tam. The Chassam Sefer is Ma'ira, our Shibole Leket doesn't have a B'Shem. If you look, it doesn't say a B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. I don't know what the Pshat is. Do other Tfusim. I looked in the computer, I didn't find, but the Magen Avraham brings it B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, Shibole Leket. He asks, he says, well, I think B'Shem Rabbeinu Baruch, I don't remember, so I wanted to be Shainim. But Akoponim, basically what he's saying is that the question is, why did the Gemara say that it's Esav Eloisa, it's not Be'idna? You have a Tanai called Be'idna. So on there, the Rabbeinu Tam, the Shibar Lekin, answers because the din of Be'idna is only required by essay de yochid, but an essay de rabim does not need beidna.
Why? Why?
Good question. That we'll talk about later. Okay, good. That's a good question. Why not? Right. But he says an essay de rabim. So let's first talk about what makes shofar essay de rabim.
Because everybody's tired of it.
Everybody is
tired of it.
Right.
And number two, one person could be mercy, everybody else.
So which one is it?
Maybe it's both, right?
We could say maybe it's both. So the Magen Avraham goes through that. What is Esther? Because you find in the Gemara, for instance, the Gemara says in Ma'id Katan, the Gemara says that a avel, Rachman's son, ain't a noeg avelusa be yomtiv. And yomtiv, there's no avelus. Why? Because the mitzvah of simcha, the rabbim, is doicha the eser yochid of avelus. Poshe pshat, you know, Rashi could be, seems not that way. There's a machloikas, I have one of the people who write for Art Scroll, he once heard me speak at a Shav Brachas and he started arguing with me. So we'll leave it for another time, what the thing is. There's a point. But the Parsha Pshat in the Gemara is, Avelis, like Rabbi David said, Avelis is on a single person, an individual person. And, Simchas Yom Tov is on everybody. Men, could be even women. But it's on the rabbin. So that makes it stronger. In other words, you see, there's such a klal called that Eser Rabbim is stronger, right? That's one klal. Or maybe you could say that the pshat is Eser the Rabbim, and how we point that to Gemara in Moed Katan. So Reb Zeller Golovah Shalom wants to say that the mitzvah of Simcha the Rabbim is that everyone's connected to each other, the Indian of Simcha. But let's leave that Gemara. But maybe Esther the Rabbah means, like Rabbi David said, this mitzvah is a different type of mitzvah. What is it? It's a mitzvah that could go ahead and be might see others. You could do the mitzvah of Shofar, and you might see others with it. So the Magen Avraham says that it means the latter. Why? Because the Magen Avraham has the following question. He talks about like this. Let's say you find chametz on Pesach. So it's a whole sugya in the Gemara. And if you find the chametz on Pesach, on Yom Tov, you can't burn it, right? And it's a machlokes shem, were you mevatlet, were you not mevatlet? So let's even assume you were mevatlet. But still, we know you have to get rid of chametz. One can, even if you're mevatlet your chametz, you can't just leave your chametz in your house. It's not your chametz, but you just can't leave it in your house. What? Shema yovel ochle, it might come to eat. It's chazal mechayev to destroy chametz. So now, so you cover it this, so he has a tzad that the shloss says, maybe you should get a goy to take it out. You should get an akum to take it out. Right? The akum should take it out. So what's the question? That the essay of destroying the chametz should be doicha, the lav of amira la'akum shvuz, the is of amira la'akum shvuz.
You are listening to benstorah.com.
To get rid of it, whatever. Whatever way you're if you get it out, that's enough. He doesn't. You can take it out of your house.
You have a mitzvah spray for it.
You're right, but not on your. If it's not your really your chametz, it just can't be in your property.
So she was talking about a case where it's not yours, but it's on your.
Right? Can you go ahead and tell the goy? So he does say to be mavara to take it out, whatever it is. Can you tell amika la'akum? He does say to destroy it. Yeah. So the question is, if it's not be'idna, because you're telling the goy, is the amira la'akum? No, it's mila akum. It's not if he does it, he doesn't do it. Bring me a raya, because you know I'll tell a goy to do on Shabbos malacha. After Shabbos, you see it's the Amira that's also. You also see that the Isser is the act, because you can't tell a goy Erev Shabbos. That's both. Avenezer goes into that. But whatever, let's leave that. So he says, so it's not Be'idna. So he says, wait a minute. But according to the Shiboy Leleket, this week on Shiboy Leleket, it's an Esed the Rabbim. Everybody's going to have to get rid of the Chometz. So he says, no, Esed the Rabbim means an essay that you do that might see the Rabbim. That's how he's learning the Shiboy Leleket. Not an essay that you do that everyone is chayv in the essay. That's how the Magen Avraham learned it. Okay. Once we know this Magen Avraham, so now we can understand why the Magen Avraham didn't want to say, not the Magen Avraham, the Torah didn't want to say like Rashi. Rashi says, what is it talking about? The Mishnah says, you can't go out of the Tchum. Now, what's the case scenario according to Rashi? You're going out of Tchum to go to Monticello because over there there's a minion. You live in Kanyanga Lake and you're going to White Lake, Monticello, whatever. And over there is a minion, right, in Monticello. So you're going there and you're going for your own personal mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that everybody's chayv, but the way the Magen Avraham defines Eser the Rabbim, it means you could do it and you could do the mitzvah and be mitzi others. So the Torah says, what's the havamina you could be doicha without be'idna? Or it's according to Shabbat Lekat, why would I have thought they could do all these things? It's not be'idna. How could you climb a tree, go on a horse, go this, that? It's not be'idna. The teretz is, and a chanami, that's the reason. But according to Shabbat Lekat, what's the reason? Because it's a esed, the rabbim doesn't need be'idna, right? Oh, so memela, since it doesn't need be'idna, right, you would have thought, if not for the loisus of Esa, you could be doicha Yom Tov. But what's the case scenario? The case scenario is you're fixing a shofar, you're climbing a tree, in order that the minion should hear it, Esa the Rabbim, whatever Rabbim means, 3, 10, it's not Negev right now. But the case of Tchum, if you're going to say like Rashi, that you're going to go to shul, that's not Esa the Rabbim, that's your own specific essay. In other words, it's not the pshat intrinsically, this is an Esa the Rabbim. It's an essay, you're doing the essay for the rabbin. Okay? So Memela, the same thing over here, the Torah had to say, what's the case scenario? He's going out of the tchum to bring a shofar for the rabbin in order to be a case of the rabbin. Now, so that's what we would say, why the Torah changed it. According to that, we have an answer to Rabbi Joel's kasha. Joel said, why? It's a good question. Why? So we've said this over the years, but now just in a simple way to say it, the pshat is be'idna. What's be'idna? Be'idna means it's a t'nai that has to be the same moment. Why is that? So the kunshasach and the shakasayah, Talmud and the shakasayah, Rabbi Chanan brings it b'shem Rabbi Chaim, because the din of esed doicha loisus is a chiddush. In svara, you wouldn't say that. Like the Gemara says, Aloysa says more chomer than an essay. Why should I say, you have a tzitzis, and the only way you can be mekayim tzitzis is by putting on wool on linen beged, you'll be able to klai him. So shave al tasa, so don't do the mitzvah. Or, Aloysa says more chomer than an essay. So Gemara says that. That's the chiddush of Asa Deich Aloysa. The chiddush of Asa Deich Aloysa is that even though the Aloysa is more chomer, it's more stringent than essay, the Torah made exas the cost of it can be doicha. So it has to be doimit to the case of the Torah. What's that? That he's been kind the mitzvah when he's doing the lav. It has to be because it's a gzeres akosuf. Or it's, once you're saying this is a gzeres akosuf, there's no real logic. Yeah, Rabbi Kivega brings a Ramban that the reason is because mitzvah essay is ava, this is yira, ava is greater than yira. That's a tam in the shot in the pasuk. But it's not, you can't use that on your own. You have to exerce a kosov. Since it's exerce a kosov, and exerce a kosov is be'idna, you need be'idna. However, over here, Esed the Rabbim, being doicha loisa seh, is not exerce a kosov. It's logic. It's what's called the ends justifies the means. Do we have the right to say it? Of course not. Chazal can say, meaning, let's take the case. The Gemara says you have a woman that is a Yoledis, right? And she has to bring a carbon to become Tahor in order to bring up a carbon Pesach. But he already brought up the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. And you can't be makriv a carbon after that. It's an essay to be makriv a Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, right? After the Tamid. But the only carbon you bring after Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim is the carbon Pesach. But she didn't even bring her carbon chatas als yoledes. So Gemara says, since Pesach is an esed de kares, memeli you're allowed to go ahead and do it in order for her to bring her carbon Pesach. Now, when is that esed de kares? When you bring the carbon Pesach, when you makriv the carbon chatas, you're not being mekayves. It's not beidna. The teretz is over there. It's not a vart of essay doichaloisa and the gzeres akosuf. Over there, it's the ends justify. It's Chazal's logic that you could do it. That doesn't need be'inda. I know it's like this. If you somebody asks you, are you allowed to do this aveira? Right? The Gemara says sometimes chatei shekadesh tiskachavecha. Not all the time. The Tosfos says right. Gemara says you're not allowed to be mafresh truma shalom in a mukof. You're not supposed to be mafresh truma unless it's right there by the tevel. So you shouldn't make any mistakes. But if you're doing, or you send payers to an Amaritz, it's oy vey, he's not going to be mafresh, he's an Amaritz. So you at home can be mafresh truma in order to save him from doing an issa, right? That the Gemara says, nichale lechaver le'eved in shekalila kedei to be matzal the Amaritz from a vera chamura. Minamukov is not such a bad avera. It's an avera, of course, but not bad is not the right words. It's a lighter avera, whatever you want to call it. Not so bad, right? It's not the right time to say that for sure. But we mentioned 2 weeks ago in Yeshiva the Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says he makes a cheshbon. The Oshem Tolui that's born on a Suffolk is 48 times a chatas. Why? Because a chatas you did a veira, all right? You feel bad, and you do tshuva. You're not sure if you did a veira. You'll have 2,000 reasons why you probably didn't do an veira. If I did, I'm Baruch Hashem understands, I made a mistake, maybe it's not a mistake, maybe it was kosher, Meshkiach is good Meshkiach, this, that. Right? So the Torah wanted you to bring up something expensive that you'll start thinking about, you know, you could be you did over here. But a kaponim, but you see there's such a thing, that means it's a svara. So that's the answer to Joel's kosher. Joel asks, why? Because it's not Esed Dechaloise. The Raya Davar, listen to this. I think it's very posh. The Bachur once asked me, according to the Torah, your case, what are you doing? You're going out of the Tchum for what? To bring a Shefer. What does God do with you? Stay at home and blow the Shefer yourself.
You don't have a
Shefer. No. The Torah's case is you're bringing the Shefer for the Tzibur. Well, what do you need that for? Stay at home and blow the Shefer. That's what's going to be the din at the end. You stay, what is God? You're doing it for the mitzvah. That's not Esed. Since when is there a din of Esed Dechaloisa for me to do for the other? I should be Avera to do the other. In the Gemara in Pesach we mentioned, when you bring a carbon after the Tam Shabbat Abayim, the woman's not bringing the carbon. The Kohanim are being makriv the carbon. They're being over Issa. But they're allowed to be over the Issa for what purpose, Mekhaim? They're doing the Issa in order for the woman. So over here, you're doing the Issa for 10 other people, for the people in Kanyanga Lake. What gives you the right to do it? Because that's a logic. Chazal understood, right, the Gemara with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was Mishachar Avdai in order to have a minion, whatever a minion, the mitzvah of minion is. Mitzvah of the Rabbim, the Gemara says. It means Rabbi Eliezer was at the, I don't know, yeah, could you say, yeah, Rabbi Eliezer with the minion, who says? Rabbi Eliezer was there, and they told him, we need a minion. Rabbi Eliezer couldn't go out. Here's a get, go send it to him. And I don't know, he faxed it to him, I don't know, whatever he did, right? I'm saying that's not necessarily the case, but the pshat is zicha in Rav David's case, which is the tour over there. The guy doesn't need to be over the avera for his mitzvah; he's doing it for the rabbi. So obviously, that's what his mitzvah is.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.